Hello, and welcome to the Three Links Oddcast, your podcast for all things having to do with Odd Fellowship. And now, here are your hosts.
Welcome, everybody, to our anniversary spectacular of the Three Links Oddcast. I am one of your hosts, Ainsley Heilick.
I'm another of your hosts, Toby Hansen.
And I am Christopher McHale. And also, via Ouija board, we have Brother Sergio Paredes. How the heck are you?
Hello, hello. Good to be back. Glad to see everybody.
Good to have you back, Brother Sergio. It's been a while.
It sure has. The 405 has gotten worse these past few months.
Yeah. Well, now that the pandemic is coming to a close, I suppose that Angelinos are back out on the freeway.
Oh, yes, in full force, along with the heat.
Well, as Brother Ainsley said, this is our anniversary spectacular, and we are celebrating here on the Three Links Oddcast with a look back at some of our past episodes, some special messages from previous guests, and a few important celebrities who've consented to join us, and just a big celebration of 1 year of the Three Links Oddcast. We want to be sure and thank our wonderful sponsor. They've been with us since, I think, episode 2, and that is Pig and Pug Bath Stuff. They always produce some really wonderful, very good cleaning soaps and other bath products, bath bombs, fizzy stuff, all sorts of great stuff. And they help us pay for the cost of distributing the show. Pig and a Pug Bath Stuff from the beautiful Dew Kissed. You like that? Dew Kissed?
I like that.
The beautiful Dew Kissed Bitterroot Valley of Western Montana. Pig and a Pug Bath Stuff. Look them up on Facebook and Etsy and buy some soap. Be clean, people. It's summertime. It's warm out. You're going to get sweaty. So make sure and bathe regularly. So, brothers, this is our anniversary spectacular. We've Woo-hoo! Been doing this now for a year in various forms. And I'm thinking we should take a look back and see, you know, what everybody's favorite moment was from the past year. Because we've done a lot of different shows. We've covered some interesting territory. So let's start with you, Ainsley. What was your favorite moment from the previous year?
Oh, man, put me on the spot right away. I have to say my favorite moment is, well, I guess maybe a combination of the two, is having our podcast being helpful in putting people in touch with other people so that two lodges can get instituted. And however many people that have been motivated to join Odd Fellows just by listening. I guess that's kind of three.
I think that's able to be combined into one.
Okay.
One of the great things that we've done on this show is we've connected people. There are people who've listened to the show, like, for example, Matt in Colorado. Hello, Matt. Thanks for listening. He's a Hi, member Matt. Now. we got him in touch with Doug Pittman in Colorado, who got him into Delta 116. And he's working on the goal of maybe reviving the lodge in Durango, Colorado. So that's something that I don't think probably would have happened without the Three Links Oddcast. So I think that's pretty good.
I think that's a very good.
Now, for me, my favorite moment would have to be, again, I can't choose necessarily one, but I'm going to choose a group of them. And that's all of the special promos and other special intros that I produced for the show. Being a musician, it's a lot of fun to be able to jump in and make something special for the show. Because normally, I just have the stock intro that I slap on the beginning of each episode, which is the third movement of Tchaikovsky's Sixth Symphony and the little voiceover saying, "This is the Three Links Oddcast, we're your hosts." And then we do the show. So for some of the special guests or special events that we have, I've been able to do some special intros. We'll play some of those later in the show for everybody. So, Brother Sergio, we haven't heard from you for a while. What was one of your favorite moments in the show this past year?
I don't know. That's a tough one for me. I'm going to take the easy way and just say the whole experience has been by far the most enjoyable. Everything from talking to you brothers to meeting different members from across the U.S. And Canada, of course. So that whole experience is just very new to me. And I've enjoyed every second of it.
And Brother Christopher, how about you? What's been your favorite moment?
I think I've been placed in a unique opportunity by being asked to fill in for the podcast, because it was it literally came at a perfect time as well. We were all kind of pushed away from Odd Fellowship briefly due to the pandemic. So it was nice to have some way to give back. And it was kind of an unorthodox way of doing it. And it just kind of worked out being in the right place at the right time, you know? So I think that the whole thing has been kind of special for me.
Well, I think that everyone has done a fantastic job working on the show here. And just as a little sample of how far we've come, I did an excerpt of the beginning of our very first show that we recorded in June of last year. So this is a good opportunity for me to play that, and we can hear just how far we have come. Welcome, everyone, to the Three Links Oddcast. My name is Toby Hansen. I'm one of your hosts. Up next is Ainsley, who's going to introduce himself.
Hi, I'm Ainsley Heilig. I am a member of Tuscola 316 in Tuscola, Illinois. I am a past grand, and I am on the website committee for the Grand Lodge of Illinois, and I am on the Sovereign Grand Lodge Communications Committee as the webmaster.
All right, and how about you, Sergio?
Hello, my name is Sergio, and I'm from Los Angeles Golden Rule Lodge 35 in Los Angeles, California. And I'm fairly new, so I'm just making my way into this this long journey. So I have lots to learn.
Awesome. Well, we are
certainly I forgot to add, I'm also a grand musician for the second year now in Illinois. So I guess it'll be the third year because we just canceled Grand Lodge, so. I forgot that one.
That is a critically important job.
I know. I would be insulting you to not mention it.
And I, of course, am Toby Hansen. I am the Sovereign Grand Musician of the Independent Order of Odd Fellows, also a past Grand Master and past Grand Patriarch of Washington, and I belong to Ballard Alki Lodge number 170 in Seattle. So welcome, everybody. Welcome, brothers. Good to have you here with us this evening. And that's where it all started. That was the intro from our very first show. And you can hear that we all have much better microphones now.
I hope so.
Yes. Well, that's one thing is that I think we should talk a little bit about the origins of the show. Because back at the beginning of the pandemic, March of last year, we all kind of had this idea like somebody should be doing an Odd Fellows podcast because many other fraternal orders had them. And we all kind of had the idea around the same time, and it kind of coalesced on Facebook Messenger. And Sergio, you were actually a big part of that because you came to both Ainsley and I and said, "Hey, why isn't anybody doing a podcast?"
And, my, how things have changed within the year.
Yes. Well, first of all, as I understand it, you are now Vice Grand of Los Angeles Golden Rule 35.
That is correct, Vice Grand.
And have you started meeting yet?
No, right now we were just discussing kind of getting the details in order to meet since our lodge is kind of in flux. They did a lot of construction on the building we're in. But hopefully by August, September, we should be going in, and if not, at least being able to meet at one of the surrounding lodges.
Well, that's pretty good. So we all kind of had this idea and said, yeah, we should do a podcast. And interestingly enough, at the same time, our friends in Canada who do the Modern Goat Rider were kind of putting the same thing together. And I think the pandemic helped both of our podcasts to get going, because I know for myself, I suddenly had nothing else to do. There was like nothing else for me to do. All my performances were canceled. I only had a few lessons that I was doing online. So I had hours to sit around and do nothing but stare at my computer. And rather than spend the whole day on Reddit, I decided I should put some of my audio production experience to use. And so we kind of came up with the plan to get the podcast started.
And I think we've done a pretty good job. I've learned a lot for sure. I can't speak for the rest of everybody, but as a new member, it's definitely been an eye opener and a great way to get a different perspective of Odd Fellowship, depending on where you are geographically.
I think that's one of the most important things that we do on this podcast. We get to experience Odd Fellowship and all of the wonderful variations of it. I think our second episode was either second or third. We were talking to Eric Fearing in Massachusetts. And by the way, he sent us a wonderful congratulatory message. He's very honored to have been elected the Grand Warden of Massachusetts. So,
oh, wonderful.
He's on his way working through the chairs. Bravo, brother Eric, back in Massachusetts. We're very proud of you. And we all kind of had this this opportunity come up all at the same time to do this podcast. And so we're like, okay, let's dip into Odd Fellowship all around the country. Because at the time, there were some lodges doing online Zoom meetings. And so I was visiting these other meetings and meeting these other people. I think I got to visit with one of the lodges down in Atlanta. And I definitely got to visit with one of the lodges in Louisiana. I don't remember whether it was in Shreveport, New Orleans, but it was one of those two. And it became a kind of a conduit for looking into these lodges and seeing how things are done. Because in the days when there was a lodge in every town, you'd go to district meetings and you'd have the 20 lodges in your district get together twice a year, do a district meeting, and everybody would learn from each other. And that's something that is not nearly as common, especially in the really small jurisdictions. They don't really have district meetings anymore. But with this podcast, we can kind of connect those disparate groups together. Now, another thing about the first year of the show is something that we did that might have been funny or memorable. Yeah, what would you say is funny or memorable?
Well, I definitely think that Christopher's snack questioning is probably one of our funnier moments that we have.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it lightens up the episode when we're talking about something really important, like parliamentary procedure, or we're talking about what the Grand Lodge of Pennsylvania is doing to save lodges. And then at the end, Christopher's like, what's your favorite snack food? Do you like potato chips? I like potato. Everybody likes potato chips.
It's an important question.
It is an important
question. Well, that's the thing. So everyone likes potato chips, but what kind of potato chips you like is what I judge you on.
Now, I will admit my favorite are the lightly salted Lay's. Not because I dislike salt. I do like salt, but I love getting the potato flavor without all of the saltiness. I find that to be very enjoyable. So that's my favorite. It's the lightly salted Lay's. How about you, Sergio? What do you like in potato chips?
Oddly enough, I do not like ranch dressing, but I love Cool Ranch chips. So that's a weird one, but yes, those would be my hands down first pick.
That's a bit of a curveball. And Ainsley, what about you for potato chips?
Mesquite barbecue, baby.
Oh yeah, there's There's that Midwesterner in you coming out. And Christopher, what about you?
You know, I think just a standard Dorito is a wonderful thing. And I didn't get into Doritos until much, much later in life. And although I don't get them often, I do love them. Obviously, you know this, but my go-to snack are peanut butter filled pretzels. Oh, my God.
Ooh, those are awesome. Just the little pillow ones.
Yeah. I mean, I eat them literally. I buy them 3 pounds at a time and just shove them into my face.
The roof of your mouth is like just shredded.
No, the roof of my mouth is fantastic.
I just finished some and they were so salty that I tried to take a bath and I just couldn't dunk myself fully into the water. I just was buoyant. Oh, yeah? Yeah, the salt was crazy on that one.
Well,
I'm very hydrated now.
That's good. The first dignitary that we actually had on the show was Brother Mike Zarrell from the Grand Lodge of New York. And he came on to talk to us about the experiences that he had, because he was in kind of a unique situation where Sovereign Grand Lodge had come into the jurisdiction of New York and started reorganizing things, changing up some of the officers. And they just got started on the reorganization with new officers in place when the pandemic hit. So I'm going to share a nice message that we got from Brother Mike Zarrell in New York.
Sisters and brothers all, my name is Michael Zarrell from Rockville Center Lodge 279, and I'm the Grand Master of the jurisdiction of New York. I bring you the greetings of the Grand Lodge of New York, and I bring you my personal greetings. I also want to congratulate brothers Toby, Sergio, and Ainsley on celebrating their first anniversary of the Three Links Oddcast. They've made a great contribution to our beloved order with this endeavor. It was especially excellent to help everyone keep the faith when everything was shut down this past year. As far as the jurisdiction of New York, we are still working on making things as good as they can be. I've started traveling again a little, and I'll certainly be doing more of that soon. I guess our big news is that we decided to hold off on September joint session with the Rebeccas, but have committed to having it in spring 2022. For those of you scoring at home, that means my term as Grand Master is going to be about 2.5 years. I thought it was going to be a sprint, but it's turned out to be a marathon. As far as the local lodge level, both my home lodge and my associate lodge are pretty much back to normal. It's nice to be able to fraternize again, but it's really nice to be able to get involved with raising funds for the community again. We had a cornhole tournament recently, which was a huge success, and we even had some local politicians show up, including the mayor. I know we raised a nice amount of money for our causes, and I think we really got our name out there in the community, too. I'll leave it at that for now. Once again, congratulations to the Three Links Oddcast. May it be the first of many.
Well, that was wonderful. Thank you so much, Brother Mike. Yeah, he was the first kind of dignitary to come on the show and talk about things in New York. And that's pretty impressive that he's going on another year as Grand Master there. He's going to be the best, most practiced, most well-studied Grand Master anywhere in Odd Fellowship by the end of that.
Yeah, for sure. I wonder if he knew he was going to be in that position for as long as he did, if he was still signed up for it. Probably. I think a lot of people probably would.
I get the feeling that he, even if he knew it was going to be a 3-year commitment, he would have jumped at the chance, because he is a really dedicated Odd Fellow. And I think we all know that some of the finest Odd Fellows come from Long Island. Well, I think so, at least in his case. Now, one thing that I found that was memorable and actually a little bit stressful from a production standpoint, if we go back to January, we talked to Brother Supreme Page, who is an Odd Fellow and a member of both the Independent and Grand United Orders. He's the National Historian for the Grand United Order. And we had kind of a shaky cell phone connection talking to him. And he's telling all of these great stories about the history of the Grand United Order. And then in the middle of talking about one of the groups that started in a Grand United Order Odd Fellows Hall, the call dropped. And so we sat around and thought, okay, he'll be back with us in a minute. And then 5 minutes, and then 10 minutes, and then 20 minutes. And finally, after an hour, we're like, okay, I guess we're not getting him back. So after playing quite a bit of phone and text tag for the coming week, I finally got a hold of him again and said, okay, just Friday night, we can do it. You know, it's like 7 o'clock. It'll be 10 o'clock in South Carolina. We can get on. And we were actually able to finish the interview with him. That in and of itself turned out to be highly challenging because we had kind of an unexpected split episode there.
We could have very easily said, Brother Page, we're going to do this with or without you.
But psh.
And hey, you know what? We've gotten some wonderful celebrities who've sent us congratulatory messages here. I understand, Brother Christopher, you were involved with the celebrity endorsements here.
I don't normally like taking a lot of recognition for things, but I will honestly say that I was definitely integral in the securing of the celebrity promos for the podcast.
Okay.
It wouldn't have happened without me. Let's just say that.
Let's play one of those now. I understand that apparently Bono from the band U2 sent us something. So let's give that a listen right now.
Oh, that's good. Did he finally got back to us then?
He did. Yeah. Let's see what Bono had to say.
Hello, this is Bono from the rock band U2, and you're listening to the Three Links Oddcast. And by the way, football's coming home.
I would have expected that maybe from The Edge, but Bono, who knew? Who would have known?
Seriously.
So I mentioned earlier, one of the fun things about doing the show has been putting together some of the special intros that we did. And there was one episode where both Ainsley and I were talking about something having to do with Gene Autry. In my case, it was about owning the accordion that had formerly belonged to Fred Martin, who was the leader of the Cass County Boys and Gene Autry's backup band in California from about 46 to 56. And then Ainsley, that was around the time you were working on the Douglas County Historical Society, doing the mural there. Mm-hmm. And you included an accordion in honor of Smiley Burnett, who was Gene Autry's sidekick when he went to California. So I put together for the next episode, since we were joking at the end of it that we had turned this into a Gene Autry podcast, I put together a special introduction just for Gene Autry.
I'm back in the saddle again, back where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly gypsum weed. Back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where we sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again, whoopee tie yo, rocking to and fro. Back in the saddle again, whoopee tie yay, yeah, I go my own way. Back in the saddle again.
Well, howdy there, saddle pals and saddle palettes. Welcome to the Gene Autry Podcast. This is where we discuss the career of America's legendary Western entertainer, Gene Autry, and tell stories about some of the other great performers who got to share the stage and screen with him, like his faithful sidekick, Smiley Burnett, or his backup band, Fred Martin and the Cass County Boys. I'm your faithful guide, trailhand Toby Hansen, and joining me is the rootinest, tootinest, gunslinginest cowboy from Southern Illinois, Ainsley Highland. Whoopee-tie-yi-yo, rockin' to and fro.
back in the saddle again. Whoopee tie, yay, yay, I go my own way. Back in the saddle again.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Back, we can't talk about Gene Autry. Again. He's a member of that other fraternity.
Oh, you're right, brother. I completely forgot. This is an Oddfellows podcast. And there it is. The introduction we did for the Gene Autry podcast with the rootinest, tootinest cowboy in Southern Illinois, Ainsley Hylick. All right. Time for another question. When we started this whole crazy thing a year ago, what were your expectations for the show? What did you think we were going to do or accomplish?
Well, for me, going into this, I was pretty much going into it completely with zero expectations because I have no broadcasting experience. So for me, I was mostly concerned with learning how to do it and to be able to sound somewhat presentable on the microphone for people. And thankfully I have Toby to edit me to make me sound a little bit more coherent. But I think for me, I was looking mostly for like the learning experience, and then anything else along the way was just gravy, honestly. So that was my expectation, was I was expecting to learn a lot, and I have.
And how do you think your expectations have changed now that we're a year in on this crazy project?
Well, I still need to work on my broadcasting ability because I still talk all over people when I get excited and trying to use less words that are or like those connective kind of pause words.
Verbal pauses, so, we call
them. Verbal pauses, yes. So trying to do better with that. I know that, you know, is pretty much the like death knell of any speechifying that I do because I throw the you knows in there way too often. So hopefully I've gotten better with that. And I know one thing that I've gotten better at is my microphone hygiene, shall I call it that? Because you've instructed me better on getting better equipment and how to have better proximity. So I sound my absolute bestest for everybody. And so I'm going to definitely keep working on that and keep focusing on hopefully better, you know, being a better podcaster. And so that way I can use that skill elsewhere. But also I'm really looking forward to seeing where this thing goes because I never expected that we would have over 6,000 downloads. That, you know, that's been a very big surprise for me. I really didn't know how many people would tune in or listen, but it's been definitely enough people taking note that I feel like for me, the podcast has kind of taken over from the Heart and Hand blog a little bit.
Well, I should mention, as of recording this today on July 9th, 6,307 total downloads of the podcast. So
that's we're doing amazing.
Very well there. I didn't really have any expectations going into this because I knew that we were going to have a very kind of uphill battle with this. And I don't mean battle as in a negative thing. If you think about it, the demographics of Odd Fellowship tend to skew older. It tends to be people 60 and up. And that is almost completely exclusive of the usual demographic of people who listen to podcasts, because podcast listeners are generally, about 50 and younger. So I was starting out going, I don't know if anyone's even going to listen. I will have to beg my family members to download it so we can get to 8 downloads per episode. But amazingly, and I think this is largely due to some good promotion both by you, Ainsley, and also by Brother Sergio. Early on, we got a big boost sending out press releases to all the jurisdictional papers as well as all the great social media work. Sergio, you got the stickers and we were able to send them out to people and, you know, doing the Lodge shout out. So we were popularizing that. And Ainsley, all the great work you did on Facebook, it started to get people really kind of hooked into the show, and it got them used to our sort of haphazard schedule of almost once every 2 weeks doing a new episode. You know, that hasn't always been the case because we have to work around our various schedules, but that was pretty much my expectations. Like, I don't even know if anybody's going to listen to it. So it was amazing to me the first couple months to see new cities pop up on our download areas, because that was actually really cool to see that, oh, this week Missoula is leading in downloads, or this week it's Chicago. You know, Illinois has really come through for us with listeners, Ainsley. That's been great.
We have a lot of members up in the Chicago suburb region. So the Northern Illinois lodges, there's a lot of lodges and there's a lot of members in those lodges. So it's awesome to know that part of the state has been given a lot of support.
Yeah. Now, what about you, Sergio? What would you say about your expectations starting out?
I think for the most part, I was on board with everyone else, as far as I didn't really have any expectations because I didn't really know what I was signing up for. when I got into this, I was pretty, well, I'm still fairly new in the grand scheme of things, but I was pretty much brand spanking new at that point with the new car smell and all. So up until this point, I never created a website. I had messed around a little bit for my lodge, but once the podcast got going, you know, but like Ainsley, we just try something different and see how that worked out. And I haven't gotten sued or anything. So far, so good.
Yeah. Yeah. And we kind of ride close to the line, especially doing some of the Gene Autry material there. Cause I know that his museum very carefully manages his legacy, but you're down there in Southern California with him. So you just go talk to him, Sergio. If they give us any trouble, just go in and say, hey, you know, we're odd fellows. We're not making any money off of this. In fact, it's costing us money.
Very true.
Now, Christopher, what about you? Your entry into this came a couple months in. There was an episode that we were doing where Ainsley was busy because he was working on the mural, and we needed a third host, and you came in to join us sort of partway through, and you've been our utility man, our bench player, our sixth man off the bench the whole time. What's this been like for you?
You know, I have perpetually been everyone's second choice, so this is nothing that I am unfamiliar with. You know, and I went into it with literally, you know, the expectation of doing one episode, then you guys thinking that I wasn't funny, and then that would be it. I wouldn't hear from you ever again.
You had us sold with the snacks.
Yeah.
So to find out that this podcast has become a regular part of my life is both extremely surprising, but it's also been quite rewarding in multiple ways.
Well, that's great. Now, I think since you did such a great job of rounding up these celebrity messages, I think it's time to listen to another one. As I mentioned earlier, we got one in from the great comedian Jeff Foxworthy. So let me pull that up and I'll play it here.
Howdy, y'all. This is comedian Jeff Foxworthy. Y'all should crack open a cold one and listen to the Three Links Oddcast.
All right, that was nice. Thank you, Jeff Foxworthy. So I'm going to play another one of the special intros that I did. Sergio, you came up with a really great idea, which was to do a teaser for our cemetery episode. Because we had originally planned, beginning of September last year, we were going to have some members of Crescent City Lodge 73 from New Orleans on the show to talk about the world's most famous Oddfellows Cemetery, the Oddfellows Rest in New Orleans. Now, this is one of those famous cemeteries that's on the tours and, you know, albums have been recorded about it. And it's one of those spots that people who are really into dark, gothy stuff really, really love. They love the Oddfellows Rest. And one of the things that has got the lodge in New Orleans reorganized is the effort to save and preserve this beautiful cemetery. So we were originally going to have Brother Eddie LeBeouf III and a couple other members of his lodge in New Orleans on the show to talk about it. Well, in September of last year, as if it wasn't bad enough that we were in the middle of a pandemic, they had hurricanes hitting the Gulf Coast just one after the other after the other. So every time we would set up a date, they'd have to cancel and say, no, we're under 3 feet of water here. We can't do it. So, Sergio, you had the idea of doing a teaser for the cemetery episode. So I'm going to play your teaser that you recorded, and then I'm going to do the special introduction that we did for that cemetery episode.
That one was interesting because I had never messed with any kind of editing software or anything like that, let alone put together something. So that one was pretty interesting. I remember that one.
Well, you did a great job on it. And here is the cemetery teaser.
The first Oddfellows funeral. In the heart of hand. Released April 6, 2017 by the conductor, 1819. The very first Oddfellows funeral in the United States took place in Maryland. Sometime during the spring of 1823, Andrew Wark, a member of Franklin Lodge No. 2, was accidentally knocked from the deck of his vessel into the waters of the Chesapeake Bay, where he was drowned before help could reach him. For some reason, whether it was suggested that as Oddfellows this was the only course to pursue, arrangements were made for this funeral to be conducted under the cover and darkness of midnight. At any rate, about 80 Oddfellows were in procession when the remains of Andrew Wark were carried from his residence and placed in the hearse at 11 o'clock on that particular night in the early spring of 1823. To those who observed the procession, it must have presented a novel spectacle. The officers and members were garbed in their peculiar costumes, the files marching in divisions of ones, threes, or fives, while the torchbearers completely surrounded the hearse as the entire procession slowly wended its way through the streets of Baltimore toward the silent city of the dead. Upon reaching the cemetery, the corpse was carried from the hearse and lowered into the last resting place on earth just at midnight, after which each brother present, as he passed around as silently as possible, placed a shovel of fresh earth above the cold form in the open grave. To a spectator, these men might have appeared as a band of mutes, as not a word was spoken during the entire ceremony. Procession were formed and marched from the place of interment.
Coming soon to the Three Links Oddcast, the cemetery episode.
Now that was an excellent teaser. And since we had to go, I think a little more than 3 weeks between episodes, it was good to release something so that we could fill that gap until the next episode was ready to go. And eventually we did do that next episode. And here's the introduction that I put together for it. Podcast for all things having to do with Oddfellowship. This
is our special cemetery episode. So listen, if you dare. And now, here are your hosts.
Well, I'm pumped. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. That was really fun to put together. And that was an excellent episode. We sold it as being kind of spooky and mystical, but it was really a lot of wonderful historical information. Sister Emily Ford runs Oak and Laurel, which is a cemetery restoration consultancy. And she gave us great information about what to do and what not to do if a lodge wants to tackle the project of cemetery restoration. So that was a really, really wonderful episode. And it wasn't at all spooky, but since it was our Halloween episode, that was fun to make it into a spooky episode. Ooh.
Plus, you got to use your spooky voice.
That's right. I got to put a lot of reverb on it.
Yes.
And really get close to the microphone so it sounded spooky.
That was the song that they played when my wife came out when we got married.
You know, there are a lot of other pieces by Bach that are very appropriate for weddings. I'm surprised you would choose that one, Brother Chris.
Well, she turned back into a bat and flew away after we were done.
Well, hey, why don't we get another one of our messages here? We had Seth Anthony on the show, who belongs to Triune Lodge in Pennsylvania, and he's the curator of the Fez Museum, and he also has an incredible knowledge of all things fraternal, and particularly the fun side orders, you know, Amos and the Muscovites and the reindeer and, oh yeah, the shrine too, because I guess the Masons have their little club for riding mini motorcycles like we Odd Fellows have. So we got a wonderful message from Brother Seth Anthony. I want to play that for you right now.
Well, hello there, Three Links Oddcast listeners. This is Brother Seth Anthony from Triune Lodge number 307 in wonderful Middletown, Pennsylvania, checking in since my last call with the good men of the Three Links Oddcast. I have my fez on, and I am ready to party. Can't you tell? I hope everyone out there is doing well. The Grand Lodge of Pennsylvania just recently had its session, and I congratulate our new Grand Master, Shirley Wintlinger, on her ensuing year and her election. We're really looking forward to working with her. I'm especially looking forward to working with her because I was appointed District Deputy Grand Master of the tenacious 12th District of Pennsylvania, encompassing several counties here in central Pennsylvania. Looking forward, again, to a great year and another great year of the Three Links Oddcast. Congratulations, guys, on all the hard work that you've done, and I know there's great things coming. Stay safe and be well.
Yes, thank you, Brother Seth. You were a great part of that episode. That was one of the more popular ones. And that kind of brings us to a discussion of our most popular episodes, because that's been somewhat of a surprise. We did a music episode back in, I think it was March. And for the music episode, at first I was thinking, oh, this is going to be so dry. Nobody's really going to want to listen to 2 hours of Oddfellows music from the 19th century. As a matter of fact, it has become our most downloaded episode of all time. With something like almost 200 downloads in Gunzenhausen, Bavaria. Now, to be fair, it's not that a whole bunch of Bavarians are out there listening to the Merrick Lodge Quick Step. Hi, Merrick Lodge, back in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. But that's a data center. One thing that we run into with doing podcasts and reading the data is IP addresses will get assigned to certain places, and so normally you can see that. You can see, oh, we've got, say, 180 downloads in Omaha, Nebraska, or something like that. sometimes we get some weird anomalies, and Gunzenhausen was one of those. It's a major data center for Central Europe. And so what happens is we get all of these downloads that look like they're coming from this one place, but that's actually a data center that's serving many people. And we had an issue with that early on in the podcast history when it looked like the town of Lake Stevens, Washington, had hundreds of podcast downloads.
I think there needs to be a special live broadcast from Lake Stevens.
I'm excited to go through there on our travels to
take the satellite truck out.
Yeah, that's right. Take my laptop and a microphone, go up to Lake Stevens and plant myself in the Starbucks. And you're like, okay, we're here in Lake Stevens.
Where's all our listeners?
Yeah, where's all the listeners?
They're all in Germany now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what happened was there is a data center in Lake Stevens. And as IP addresses are assigned, they go out and the registry can be slow to catch up. So it looks like all of those various IP addresses are still assigned to the data center in Lake Stevens. But in fact, they're actually going out to places all over. This actually happened in a couple other places. La Vista, Nebraska looks like one of our top download markets. And that is a place that is like a little tiny suburb of Omaha. Well, there's a data center there that serves the upper Midwest. Well, same with Gunzenhausen, Bavaria. They have a data center there that serves a lot of Central Europe. And so a lot of the downloads from that area look like they're coming from the town of Gunzenhausen. Now, I don't know. Maybe Bavarians really loved the music episode. We had, let's see, how many downloads for that? I think 502 for the music episode.
I mean, for all you know, in Gunzenhausen, there might be two things that they love. David Hasselhoff and 19th century Oddfellows music.
Yeah. So our top download, I've got the numbers here. Top download is episode 23 of season 1, Musical Heritage of Odd Fellowship. 502 downloads of that one single episode. The second most popular is Our Introductions, which was our very first episode. And then that had 435. And then Odd Fellowship Around the Country, which is from July of last year. That's where we talked to Brother Eric Fearing in Massachusetts. That got 293 downloads. And then Rebuilding a Grand Lodge with Mike Zarrell, that was 284. And Responding to Secret Society's podcast was 281. Now, that was a fun episode to do. I loved talking about the Secret Society's podcast. They did a two-part series on the Oddfellows. And the first half was brilliantly accurate. The second half was ridiculous.
It went right off the rails.
Yeah.
Into the weeds.
They jerked the wheel and landed in the lagoon because they tried
to jump the shark.
They tried to connect the Somerton Man case from Australia, which is the mystery of the guy who was found on the beach all dressed up. And they tried to turn it into some sort of secret Oddfellows plot. And that just wasn't happening. It didn't. And it was ridiculous. They tried very hard to make it into a thing. It was not happening. It was just embarrassing for them. But that was one of our more popular episodes because of the tie-in with the Secret Society's podcast. As far as our top download markets go, of course, Gunzenhausen, Bavaria is number one with 193 episodes downloaded. The Big D, Dallas, Texas. Let's hear it for our Lone Star Oddfellows, because Dallas has downloaded 167 episodes. That's our number two market. And then, of course, Seattle is number three with 145, because let's face it, you know, we have some taste around here in this area. We like the Oddfellows podcasts in Seattle. And then Ainsley, your peeps up the road in Chicago are number four with 119 Woo-hoo. Downloads.
Illinois represent.
Yeah. And staying out in the cornfields, number five is Columbus, Ohio with 108 downloads. Number six is Boise, Idaho with 86 downloads. Woohoo! Go Boise. Christopher and I are going to be going down at the end of July. We're going to visit the Idaho Odd Fellows Museum for their rededication, so we will be there. After that, number seven is the aforementioned La Vista, Nebraska. Number eight, I attribute this one solely to Matt Hartley. It's Durango, Colorado with 80 downloads. Good job, Matt. Number nine is Victoria, British Columbia with 78. No doubt thanks to the wonderful community of Odd Fellows they have in Victoria, home of Modern Goat Rider. And number 10, Los Angeles, California. Woo-hoo! With 77. Sergio, your people are really doing the job downloading the show.
Yeah, I think that pretty much is everybody down here.
Yeah, that's every Odd Fellow in Southern California downloaded two episodes.
All right.
Now, there are some other interesting areas of the world that are downloading. Obviously, as numbers are broken up, it can be hard to put things together. Chicago is counted basically along with all of the big suburbs. New York City, the boroughs are counted individually. So Manhattan is actually counted individually, as is Brooklyn and Queens and things like that. So, like one of our top download areas is Springfield Gardens, New York, which I believe is on Long Island. And so we look at that and we go, oh, we must have a lot of listeners in the New York City area, but because of how the stats are broken down, we wouldn't know that because the New York City area goes into greater detail.
Interesting.
All right.
Yeah.
And while we're covering stats, just from our website, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Our top 10 visitors are the U.S., Sweden, China, Canada, the United Kingdom, Finland, the Netherlands, Germany, the Philippines, and Ireland and France rounded out.
Wonderful. You did a really great job putting together a website for our podcast, Brother Sergio. That is just fantastic. In this day and age, everyone and everything should have a website, including lodges. At this time, I think we should listen to a message from our sponsor, Pig and a Pug Bath Stuff, who has kept us distributing this podcast for the past year. So we'll be back with more of our anniversary celebration right after this.
Hi. You know the crazy lady outside the coffee shop? The one who screams at everyone who walks by about how the Church of Scientology controls the price of avocados? Well, can you remember how she smells? If you're using store-bought soaps, that's probably how you smell right now. I know what you're thinking. Is this why my last girlfriend left me? Well, that's a complex issue that maybe we'll get into some other time. Where was I? Oh yes, Pig and a Pug. Founded in the year 1981, they have been supplying soaps, candles, and assorted bath products the world over, basically since Moses wore short pants. Not only do I record the commercials, but I'm also one of the converted. Their sandalwood hot process soaps have made my scaly lizard-like skin feel silky like the finest mashed potatoes that you've ever had. For listeners of this podcast, and this podcast only, Pig and a Pug have extended to you a special 24% off coupon to be used on Etsy. Just use the code THANKYOU24 at checkout and you're on your way. Look them up on Facebook, Instagram, and Etsy. Also, select retail merchants. Pig and a pug, pig and a pug, pig and a pug.
All right, and we are back to the second half of this special anniversary episode of the Three Links Oddcast, and we're going to be discussing impacts.
Yeah, one of the things I think is really cool that this podcast has done is we've inspired some people to join the Odd Fellows.
So do we have a rough number of how many people we have reached and maybe motivated or inspired to become Odd Fellows themselves?
Probably just a handful. I mentioned Matt Hartley in Colorado earlier. He listened to the podcast. He got in touch with Doug Pittman and was able to join Delta 116. But Sergio, you just got an email a couple of days ago from a listener in New York, was it?
Oh, I got a brain fart. I don't have the email in front of me. I believe so.
Yeah, let me look it up here. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was from New York. He emailed the Three Links Oddcast at our email address, the number 3linksoddcast@gmail.com. That is the numeral 3, the Arabic numeral 3, linksoddcast@gmail.com. He says, "Hi, Three Links. About 3 years ago, I joined a local Masonic lodge. Through that, I started looking into the other fraternal orders, some of which I knew still existed in my community, the Elks, Moose Lions, and others like the Odd Fellows that I thought had gone extinct. I think during the winter I stumbled on your podcast while looking up something about Freemasonry, and then started looking into the local lodge building, which I thought no longer hosted a lodge. A Facebook page or two later, I learned there was still a lodge, and then a circuitous route through the New York Grand Lodge finally got a contact number or two. Anyway, long story short, I was invited to their end-of-year picnic and got a tour of the lodge, building from the 1870s, a lodge from the 1830s or 40s, from the district deputy, who is a member. He gave me a petition, and I am hoping to join in the fall. And now that I'm driving in to work again, your podcast is really great to listen to in the car on a long commute. Anyways, thanks again for raising awareness about the Odd Fellows. John Shaktika." I think I said his last name right. John Shaktika. So that's a kind of a little example of the great influence that we've been able to have in a few cases. I think one of the best examples was starting the podcast and then talking to Brother Braden Harvey in Wyoming, who found out about the Odd Fellows and discovered the podcast and just recently chartered the new lodge in Thermopolis, Wyoming. And Christopher, you and I got the opportunity to go and visit the Grand Lodge of Wyoming and visit Thermopolis Lodge. And that turned out to be rather fortuitous, didn't it?
It was. And luckily we had an inn with those guys there, because if not, it would have been much more of a debacle than it actually was. We went into a little bit of detail with it in the episode subsequent to our visit. But for anyone that missed it, we ended up blowing a couple of tires, and oddly enough, at separate occasions while in Wyoming. And luckily, we had a hookup at a tire shop through one of the people that we interviewed on our podcast. They also came and met us and took us to the lodge that morning while Toby's car was getting fixed. It was just this brilliant display of actual legitimate Odd Fellowship, and it was perfect. Exactly what we needed.
Yeah. I mean, if you've ever thought about the second degree of Odd Fellowship and actually putting it into practice, that was a pretty close approximation. I've actually experienced some closer approximations of the second degree in life, which you can read about on the Heart and Hand blog. Ainsley, you want to give them the URL for that?
Absolutely. I just paid to renew it today, so it's fresh in my mind. It is oddfellowsguide.com.
Oddfellowsguide.com. A lot of great writing there about Odd Fellowship. In fact, I think all four of us have contributed things at one time or another
Yeah, and we've got well over 200 articles on there, all members submitted. And yeah,
there's a wonderful and accurate interview with me on there that you did, Toby.
That's right. All about your work on the museum there in Montana.
With some very nice photographs of you as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I photograph well.
Yes.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Well, let's listen to another one of these show intros that I put together. When we interviewed Brother Justin Bailey from the Grand Lodge of Pennsylvania, I just couldn't resist a very special Pennsylvania introduction. Source for information and discussion about all things having to do with the Independent Order of Odd Fellows. On this episode, we've got a very special guest joining us from Pennsylvania. So sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the music while we get everybody into the studio for this exciting episode of the Three Links Oddcast. Yes, siree, the Pennsylvania polka. I couldn't resist that one. That was just too good. And speaking of Pennsylvania, Brother Justin Bailey sent us a wonderful congratulatory message. So let's listen to that now.
Good afternoon, Three Links Oddcast. Justin Bailey here, Grand Secretary of Pennsylvania. Starting to get active again here after we got out of our COVID. We had a very wonderful session recently, and things are starting to move again. We got Osage Lodge in Lehman Township up and running again. We initiated 4 new members, and things are going great with their lodge. Also, thank you for the shout-out to Mackinac Lodge, number 380 in New Bloomfield, Pennsylvania. I had several people get a hold of me, and we have 6 applications for membership to keep this lodge going. Hopefully this year we do not lose any lodges, and we're gearing up for a summer rally on July 24th at Aluta Lodge in Nazareth. Hopefully we have a good time there, and we have a large class of candidates adding up already. Keep up the good work.
Ah, his message got cut off there at the end. But hey, it sounds like the podcast is having some positive effect there in Pennsylvania.
I hope that they have a good group of people that want to adopt that lodge in Carlisle, because holy smokes, the stained glass windows are definitely a showstopper.
Yeah, Pennsylvania is one of those really special and wonderful jurisdictions in Odd Fellowship, because they still have a lot of great lodges with some wonderful people. When I went to Sovereign in Baltimore in 2018, I got to meet a young lady there. I think she was Grand Junior Warden of the Grand Encampment of Pennsylvania, and just a fabulous young Odd Fellow, really energetic, really insightful and inspiring. And every Odd Fellow I've met from Pennsylvania has just been that kind of member. And speaking of which, another great jurisdiction is, of course, yours, Brother Sergio, in California. We have a lot of wonderful listeners in California, and a good friend of the show in your Grand Master right now, Brother Michael Greenziger. He recorded our Hanukkah message for our Christmas show.
I'm sure he's busy right now with his Grand Master duties, but he's also releasing that book soon with Ainsley helped him out on. So I'm still very eager to get my hands on one of those bad boys.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I'll have to give an update on that, too.
Yeah, you'll have to give us an update in your Odd Podge, maybe.
Absolutely.
But I'll tell you a little something about Brother Michael Greenziger. He came up to visit our Washington sessions, and he really seemed to enjoy it. And everybody in Washington really appreciated having a visitor from California, because traditionally we have not really gotten many visitations from California. I think maybe only once in the past 20 years. So everybody here in Washington was really impressed and really enjoyed his company. And best of all, you know, he was able to squeeze it into his schedule, flying up here, spent 2 days at our session, then had to go home early Wednesday morning, because the next day he had a visitation at the lodge in Oxnard, California. So he's going from the Pacific Northwest all the way down to Southern California for a visitation. That is dedication. California Odd Fellows, you are super lucky to have Brother Michael Greenziger. He is so dedicated to Odd Fellowship. It's just fantastic.
That he is. So I would definitely recommend, if you want to get some pictures, I believe he posted some on his Instagram account, which is
Grandmaster of California.
There we go.
That's right. Grandmaster of California. He has an Instagram account that he started. Another great thing that he did, which I think is really super important going forward for Odd Fellowship, is a special Discord server for Odd Fellows called the Heart in Hand Online. I call it Hi-Ho for short. And it's really great. It allows people to jump on the Discord server and talk to other Odd Fellows in real time all around the country. So far, it's just a fairly small group, mostly from California. I got a few from Massachusetts, a couple from Washington who are on there, and a few others scattered throughout the country. But it's growing, and it's going great, and it's doing really well. So props to Brother Michael Greenziger for all the work that he is doing, because he's like a one-man Odd Fellowship dynamo.
Yes, he's trying to definitely raise the bar on what is expected from Grandmasters as far as projects and progressive ideas to actually move the jurisdictions forward, as opposed to just kind of showing up at visitations and banquets and receiving honors.
Yeah, he is amazing, and it makes me glad that I'm already done as a Grandmaster, so people don't start to expect that in the future, because he's really setting a high bar for that. And speaking of a one-man Oddfellows dynamo, we got to talk to Brother Nick Curry from Chesterfield, Virginia, who just recently chartered Chester Lodge 281 and brought it back after a long hiatus. He sent us a message, and I think this would be a perfect opportunity to share that with our listeners.
Hello, brothers and sisters of the Three Links Oddcast. This is Brother Nick Curry in Chester, Virginia, at Chester Lodge 281. We're starting to pick up, and we're going to be starting our first real fundraiser this summer. We're going to be having a membership drive real soon, and we are also beginning to discuss some community service projects as a lodge. We're looking forward to a bright future here in the jurisdiction of Virginia. Congratulations to the team of the Three Links Oddcast for 1 year of podcasting. You guys are doing a great job. Keep up the good work, and keep Ansley straight.
That's kind of a big job. Now, I understand we also have another celebrity message, and Brother Christopher, I know that a lot of our listeners here on the Three Links Oddcast are not going to be familiar with English Premier League football. I know we had Brother Owen on from the UK. He was in Newcastle, and he knows his Premier League pretty well. But for those of us who are listening and aren't up on the English Premier League, who is Harry Kane and why is he important?
So Harry Kane he plays as a striker for Tottenham Hotspur, not a team that I support. I don't want to put.
Oh, no, you're a West Ham supporter all the way.
Yeah, through and through. So, you know, it feels odd that I even contacted Harry Kane in the first place. But long story short, England are doing phenomenal in international football right now, and Harry Kane is playing a pivotal role in that. England are about to play the Euro final on Sunday versus Italy, and lo and behold, I sent out a couple of emails, just not expecting to get anything back, and sure enough, Harry Kane decided to send us a promo for the podcast, and I was so excited to get it, not necessarily to hear his voice or anything like that, but just,
yeah,
you know, it's a nice gesture.
Well,
you know,
it's a very nice gesture for a major star of the English Premier League from Tottenham Hotspur to respond to you and take the time. I think it's brilliant. Shows his dedication to the cause of humanity. So let's listen now to the message from Harry Kane.
Hello, this is Harry Kane, and you're listening to the Three Links Oddcast. England, football is coming home.
Well, what a charming fellow.
Short, sweet, and to the point, you know?
Yeah.
I like that about Harry Kane.
Now, Christopher, I think you need to be honest here. How much money did you spend on Cameo
these? I didn't spend anything.
Wow. But yeah.
All of the thousands of dollars that I make from doing this podcast every other week, it goes directly into my pocket. I don't recycle it or No. Basically, whatever I want to spend it on.
While Sergio's out feeding orphans in Los Angeles, you're just stuffing your mattress with $50 and $100 bills. But you sleep well at night. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely sleep well at night.
I suppose if you're sleeping on a mattress of Benjamins, it's probably a very comfortable sleep.
Those Benjamins are probably a lot softer than, say, you know, like some Jacksons.
It really buffers my conscience from rubbing directly on the floor. So yeah, it's quite
nice. Well, we've got one more special show intro that I wanted to share here on our special anniversary episode. And that is from our Christmas show.
Thank you.
welcome to the Three Links Oddcast Christmas episode. For this very special episode of the Three Links Oddcast, brothers Toby and Ainsley are joined by guest host Christopher McHale of Covenant Lodge No. 6 in Missoula, Montana. We're going to share updates from some of our previous guests, talk about what makes Odd Fellowship meaningful for each of us, and share a Hanukkah message from Brother Michael Greenziger, Deputy Grand Master of California. So sit back and relax, grab a big steaming mug of holiday cheer as you enjoy the Three Links Oddcast Christmas episode. Yes, the Christmas episode. That was a good one, too.
Something about a steaming mug this time of year just doesn't sit right.
Yeah, it's July, and after the huge heat wave we had here right at the end of June in the Northwest, literally there were clams baking in the sand on the beach. That is not steaming mug weather. But in December, a steaming mug is wonderful. You know, some hot cocoa, maybe a little peppermint schnapps in there. You know, it's to set the mood.
What is your favorite wintertime snack, Toby?
Favorite wintertime snack.
That's interesting. It's cold day, middle of the day. You're feeling a bit peckish. It's snowing outside.
You know, that's a time when I would love to have some cheese and sausage. Like, take a nice summer sausage, get a couple slices of that. And some cheese. It's good and hearty and very filling.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. What about you, Ainsley? Favorite wintertime snack?
Oh, geez. I guess I've never really delineated snacks for seasons.
Oh, come on.
I know. I'm a major disappointment to you, and I've failed you once again. I'll just say Yule log. That's the first thing I thought of was
you're just
Yule
gonna
log.
Eat a Yule log?
It was the first thing. It's like a Ghostbusters when like Ray tried to think of like the most innocent thing and he thought of the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, and it's like the first thing that popped in his head. The first thing that popped in my head was a Yule log, and I can't say I've had one since like I was in like 10th grade French class. So yeah.
Yule log. Bûche de Noël. That's an excellent holiday dessert. I love a good Yule log.
Oui.
Yeah. And Sergio, I know that you don't actually have winter in Southern California. It might get down to 65 degrees. You might have to put pants on. But
seasons, what's that? I haven't experienced that yet.
Yeah, you've got hot and hotter. That's your year in Los Angeles. But let's say it is January. Do you switch to like a special coconut water at that time of year?
No. Once I made it off the island with Gilligan, I pretty much swore off coconut water. but my go-to holiday snack or food is definitely like pecan pie. So I have that once a year.
Yeah.
And I save it for the holidays. And that's when I usually gain a few more pounds than I already do. And I have stickier fingers for some reason. But yep, that's my go-to.
Yeah. And what about you, Christopher? What's your winter holiday snack?
I love reheating a good bowl of stuffing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Just stuffing, whack it in a bowl, let Chef Mike heat it up a little bit for me, and then, you know, combine that with a nice warm shower. Oh, man. You guys eat in the shower, right?
Oh, of course.
Okay, stuffing in the shower.
Stuffing is a great shower snack.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. You know, but a lid for the bowl to keep it from getting soggy. You don't want soggy stuffing. Well, this pretty much wraps up our first anniversary episode. I'm going to ask us all to answer a question here, which is, what would you like to see the Three Links Oddcast do in the next year? Because what I personally want to see is I want to see more interviews with more people who are opening new lodges. Not just because I want to talk to them, but because I want more lodges to open so that that means we are growing. So that's what I would say. More interviews with members of new lodges. Sergio, what do you think about for the future of the podcast?
I think definitely getting more input and getting more, or actually, let me take that back. Painting a more current picture of what it means to be an odd fellow in today's day and age. It's not so much, anybody who's been listening could tell we're not, you know, we're not in our 60s, 70s, or 80s. We're pretty much all over the map. And I think that's always good to let people know that it's not exactly like the stereotypes they might see or hear from their neighbors or family members, that, you know, we're younger, we're more active, we're more involved. We're not just kind of doing the bare minimum. And I feel like every time we get somebody on, they just kind of prove that point. So for the next year, upcoming year, I'm hoping that we show people all the different walks of life that we come and hopefully get some more stories about more lodges spreading and hearing how those are working out and how they're improving their communities.
Excellent. Christopher, what would you like to see from the podcast as we go forward?
I want to see some proper corporate sponsors. I literally want to see the money flood in from doing the podcast so that we can film in far off and amazing places. Like, we can film we can record in the Philippines with some of our Philippine brothers and all sorts. I mean, this is all going to be business trips, obviously.
Of course. Yeah.
But, tax deductible all the way.
Yeah. But imagine that. Imagine, you know, having that kind of, you know, funding going. So Coca-Cola, Heineken, Dasani, or what's the Fiji water? Get a hold of us. We're not saying we're definitely on board, but we'll listen to what you've got to say.
Hey, I could go for some chicken adobo and interviewing odd fellows in the Philippines.
Or
I would
be we down can go to Cuba.
Yeah. I would definitely be down for Cuba. Some ropa vieja.
This is what I'm saying. You've got a linen suit. You're going to fit right in there.
I know. I have my linen suit now.
It's going to be great. We'll bring Ainsley with us. So, you know, everyone will do a double take. Get it? Because he looks like Castro.
Yes.
I was going to say, are you saying there's a resemblance with a certain...
It's not even a resemblance. It's a spitting image at this point. It's almost like you're doing it on uniform. Purpose.
Yeah, put on the green uniform. We'll go down to Cuba. All of a sudden, people will be like, oh, hey, he's back. Fidel,
I do have the cadet cap like he wore, so that'll... Yeah.
Perfect.
All right.
And what about you, Ainsley? What do you want to see going forward from the podcast?
I want to see me getting my butt in gear to finally arrange that tattoo artist episode.
Yes.
And that I keep kicking the can down the road perpetually. And if anybody down in the Dallas area is listening and they are a lodge brother or sister with brother Oliver Peck, we would love to have him as one of our odd fellow tattoo artists that we interview. Just putting a little feeler out there for that. But I know of many, many, many odd tattooers that are out there. And and just kind of get into why odd fellowship and tattooing are definitely kind of work together very well. So that's something, at least on a personal end, that I need to do.
Right. And for those who are listening, you could email us at the number 3 threelinksodcast@gmail.com. That's the number 3linksodcast@gmail.com. I'll be waiting.
Yes.
That's we've gotten some of our best show suggestions from our listeners. The cemetery episode, that came from a listener in the Houston area of Texas. He wanted to know more about Oddfellows cemeteries. And then we got, I think one of our best episodes was talking to Sister Elizabeth Maury Harbstreit, who's president of the International Association of Rebecca Assemblies. And she sent a very nice note to the show. She said that with the preparations for Sovereign Grand Lodge, she wasn't able to record a message for us, but she wanted to congratulate us on all the excellent work that we're doing for Odd Fellowship. And I think that was really one of the high points of the previous year, was talking to her. And that was another suggestion that we got from a listener. We got it from Sister Savannah, who belongs to the Waxahachie Rebecca Lodge in Texas. And, you know, as much as all of us have concentrated on Odd Fellowship, it was a great idea to take a detour and talk about the Rebeccas, which is our wonderful part of the organization that has primarily been focused on the needs of women and female fraternalism. So we like the suggestions from our listeners. Keep them coming. Now for the Odd Podge, Christopher kind of let the cat out of the bag on mine. I bought a linen suit for Sovereign Grand Lodge.
Yes.
I am going to show up linen suit, Panama hat, suspenders, looking like an old-timey Southern lawyer, because we're going to be in Cincinnati for Sovereign, and it is going to be roasting hot and very humid. And if I'm going to spend the entire week in a hotel ballroom, I'm going to do it in the comfort of a linen suit. So that's,
you can dab your brow with a kerchief and say, "My lord."
I declare it is a warm one today, is it not? Now, I may be just a simple backwoods Southern lawyer, but I know what is right and what is not right. And I tell you what, that amendment you are putting forth for the Code of General Laws is not right.
I'm going to call you Mr. Foghorn Leghorn.
You know it, brother. That's yes. It. So, Sergio, what would you like to share for the Odd Podge?
I'm hoping to update our site hopefully within the next month. I've been really occupied and busy lately. But I'm hoping to kind of update and hopefully put in some more of what everybody shares with us on the online through our email, or what they tag us in on Instagram, and hopefully get the site showing just the different flavors of Odd Fellowship. So that's on my to-do list.
Excellent. And Brother Christopher, what about you for the Odd Podge?
I am looking forward specifically to this trip that we've got coming up, going to Idaho and taking part in that museum dedication. I think it's going to be a wonderful time. I'm excited to get to meet some Odd Fellows in Idaho. And I'm always glad to see people showcasing the collection of Odd Fellows stuff that they have. So this is going to be particularly cool for me. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah. And also, I know you want to go to the Giant Potato Motel.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't want to make it seem like that's my main reason of going, but, you know.
Are you going to stay at the potato?
Well, we could. I mean, that's entirely possible, but I feel like.
Reservations are pretty tight there. I don't know if I can. I'm a past grandmaster, but I don't know if even I can swing that one.
Well, it's a popular potato.
It's all right. I at least want to see it, you know, have a good look at it. Maybe touch the giant potato or something like that. But, you know,
yeah, exactly.
I'm an easy guy to make happy. So,
and what about you, Ainsley? What do you have to share for our Odd Podge?
Well, as mentioned earlier, Brother Michael Greenziger, the Grand Master of California, and I've been working on the Odd Fellows Primer. And we got a little backed up with it because, you know, life happens and it's our first book. And so we're kind of just wrapping up a few little loose ends with it. And the layout is done and we're working on getting our first proof copies printed so we can have a physical copy in our hands to thumb through and look for mistakes. So we are very, very close and that should be out by Sovereign. So if you're going to Sovereign, you will find us there, hopefully with piles of books.
Wonderful. Well, on behalf of everyone, I want to thank all of our listeners for sticking with us for the past year and hope that all of them want to stay with us as we head into the future of Odd Fellows Podcasting. Our next episode, we're going to be talking with a podcast from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, called the Half Asked Podcast. They did an episode about the Odd Fellows that they just kind of happened upon randomly. And so we reached out to them through the show and said, hey, since you were talking about us, we'd like to get together with you and talk to you and share some information. So we're going to be doing a special episode coming up with the Half Asked Podcast. And then later on in the summer, we've got some other great things planned for you. We're going to get Michael Greenziger on to talk about the Odd Fellows Primer. Christopher, you and I are going to be recording some material at the Idaho Odd Fellows Museum dedication. And then Ainsley, I'm sure you and I will get some great material at Sovereign Grand Lodge that we can share with all of our listeners. So this is going to be a fantastic start to the second year of the Three Links Oddcast. Thank you very much to all of you for participating and to all of our listeners. Goodbye, everyone.